Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
chasing sunny skies that always turn gray. Gently waves.
see Van Halen. Ask yourself, is Sammy Hagar singing? If David Lee Roth is singing, the answer is yes. You'll want to see Van Halen. You'll want to eat these mushrooms. Ask yourself, we gonna see Van Halen? Ask yourself, is David Lee Roth singing? The answer is yes. You want to eat these mushrooms. We're all going to jail, except Pete, he's going to die. Make some mistakes of tonight. We're all going to jail, except Pete, he's going to die. Make some mistakes of tonight.
I'm listening to Panama, and time has lost all meaning. Has it been 5 minutes or 5 hours since I last heard?
Ha! For teacher! Is it Budweiser stage? Is it mostly an amphitheater?
I don't know where I am, but I know I'm freaking out. In Toronto tonight, David Lee Roth speaks to me personally. Pete runs away from security guards no one can see. I'm hanging on by the thinnest, the thin thread. Are these $20 beers the only thing keeping me sane? Or are they making me more deranged in the membrane?
We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes of tonight. We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes of tonight.
As Pete runs off into the sunset, as fast as he can, I realize I may never have to look at Pete's pasty face like ever again. As I look up in the cosmos, I realize I am one with the universe, and I am one with David Lee Roth. I'm having a perfect transcendent moment at Van Halen tonight.
We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes tonight.
Tonight!
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 We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes tonight.
Tonight!
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 We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes tonight.
Tonight!
Tonight! We're all gonna jam, except Pete, he's gonna die. Make some mistakes tonight.
Tonight!
More people have been arrested today than the entire weekend last year, man!
Painting.
And you just heard Laura Jean Grace's rendition of Baby Baby here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And we had a little bit of a killer block here. I'm going to speed run.
Some heaters.
Yeah. So before that, you heard from B.A. Johnston with We're All Going to Jail Except Pete, He's Going to Die. We heard from Pew 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 with Mid-20s Skateboarder, Pup with Bloody Mary Kate and Ashley, Girl in a Coma with their rendition of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Veronica Lewis with Too Late for Tears. I don't actually know how do you say that band, A Psychic Wound? Right here.
You have Los Campesinos.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We also heard from Urban Heat with Take It to Your Grave, Balu Brigada was So Cold, and Alan Raymond with Lucy the Tease with some PSAs and promos in there.
Have you ever seen B.A. Johnston live?
No.
You absolutely should. He is one of the best performers, period.
Period.
Yeah. Hardcore frontmen should be taking notes. They should be going to B.A. Johnston live shows regularly.
Okay.
And should be taking notes. Unbelievable.
I don't know if I've had the chance. Like, I've never seen...
They are a touring demon. They're in Kingston come December.
December? Okay.
Let's I think do they're it. Playing at... what's our brewery that starts with a B? Spearhead. That doesn't start with a B. But yes, he's like
Spearhead's a wild name for a brewery. Head.
That, I mean, someone somewhere has probably done it.
Yeah, trademark, copyright.
It's, he has his, like, Casio keyboard sort of like thing, and like has all his beats on like this hilarious like CD playing thing, like all old school, all really like, yeah, December 7th.
Okay, let's go.
Spearhead.
I'll put it in my calendar now.
So good. And like,
we've got some exciting shows
really,
coming up.
Is really athletic. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like if you gave a wrestler a music shtick.
That's great.
Yeah.
We were talking during the... I've gotten really into wrestling really, really quickly.
I wonder why.
I wonder
if there's anything on the horizon.
Yeah, I wonder why. No, but even prior to that, like, this was... So my best friend Kate loves it, right? And she was like, you need to just sit here and watch it with me because you will love it. And I just sat there and I was like, this is impressive. It's cool. And I needed something to click, right? And then finally it just clicked that it's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
And now I literally watch it twice, maybe three times a week.
Yeah. My first encounter with like live pro wrestling was seeing Jesse do stuff with Chinlock a while back.
Yeah.
And I was sold as soon as I was there. Like, it was so kitschy.
Yes.
And funny. And like, everyone is sort of in on the joke and everyone's sort of winking at each other. Seeing heels go around the ring and like snub all the kids who are like have their hands out for like high fives and stuff, and them being just real mean people to like 9 and 10.
Oh my gosh, at the pay-per-view yesterday. Okay, so I'm gonna preface this because this is big enough that I think someone tuned in might not want spoilers for it. I'm gonna talk about the result of the main event match of yesterday's All in London AEW. Tune up now.
See when, like, how long? When should they come back in?
Come back in like 2 minutes. Come back in 2 minutes.
It's too late. They're gone. Forever.
It's too late. They're gone. Okay. So I don't even know if I am going to say the match result, but Swerve Strickland, who was kind of
not a real name.
That's his name, and he's the world champion. He's awesome. He describes his gimmick as hip hop Sweeney Todd. It's sick.
It's sick.
You need to Google him right now.
I was all Swerve.
And he was yelling at Brian Danielson's Strickland. Daughter, his like 8-year-old daughter in the front row, because if Brian lost this match, he was going to retire or whatever. And he's like, oh, you want your dad to come home to you? You want your dad at home? I'll send your dad home to you. And she just gave him two giant thumbs down.
I love it.
He's sick.
It.
He's so great. Much. Wow, he's got a whole dance that his little goons do when he comes out.
So is he a heel? He's a heel.
He's a heel, but people love him. Like, the crowd pops huge. The crowd pops huge for this guy. He's one of my favorites right now. He flip flops. So are we gonna do
before we do this? There is if you are at all interested in pro wrestling, even in a passing manner, someone has put together a really, really engaging graphic novel called The Comic Book Story of Professional Wrestling. And they do a pretty solid history from like its inception historically. They cover a lot of like micro scenes and that sort of thing, like lucha wrestling and stuff. it's quite thorough. It's quite engaging. I would recommend doing that. I know KFPL has a copy, and you should be using your local library as much as possible. It's the comic book Story of Professional Wrestling by Aubrey Sitterson and Chris Moreno.
Awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Would recommend.
So it is time, I think, for our one recurring Bandle segment.
Time, baby.
Bandle time. Bandle time before we run out of time on the hour, because we gave the folks a lot of tunes this morning.
And a lot of yapping.
A lot of yapping.
We've been doing good work, just the two of us.
Yeah, we need to, obviously what we need to do is get a podcast together. You would love that.
Loud, incorrect buzzer noise. No way. Yep. I don't know. Something about podcasting.
Because the podcasting I do is scripted. So, or it's improv.
Not,
it's tabletop.
It's not podcasting. It's not, anyway.
It is a podcast in the sense that it's on an RSS feed. It's like, it's a podcast in the sense of the format. It's not a podcast in the sense of what you actually get.
Yes. Okay. So looking at the numbers here, I'm glad you were to my left because I don't think I will know this.
2015.
So for those who don't know what the Bandle is our one recurring segment on the summer iteration of Indie Morning Wake Up Calls. Bandle will take a popular musical performance throughout history. It has generally ranged from like the 60s to modern day. I just realized you guys have just Googled the year.
Wikipedia
has articles on the year, which like makes sense. But it's just so funny to look up like 2015 on Wikipedia.
2015 was rough, it appears.
There's a lot of like evil looking images there.
There's a lot of really upsetting stuff that happened that year.
The Bandle will take a popular song throughout musical history. It'll break it down into its more simple components, its drums, its bass line, into six sort of steps. And each step of the way will add an instrument or a progression that'll hint towards the rest of the song. In today's iteration, it's a song released in 2015. It has 1.5 billion YouTube views, and it's labeled as a medium difficulty. So about three guesses is the
This might
AI
be my
suggested.
Pocket, unfortunately.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I hate to typecast you, but here we are.
Pete Davidson, resident young person.
Oh my gosh. All right, this is the drums for whatever song this is. I have no idea.
I don't know off the drums. Oh.
Is this a Taylor Swift song?
The beginning didn't sound like it. Can I hear it again?
I hate MacBooks. Oh, there we go.
This does not sound like...
Nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need the bass.
1.5 billion views.
Maybe it is like Shake It Off or something. Is it worth typing that in? Do you get penalized for doing that?
You get like a yellow indicator if you type in the correct artist.
Try Shake It Off just in case.
No, it's not
Taylor. It's not even Taylor. Okay. So like the most generic chord progression. Okay.
It's the same notes again, but faster.
Oh, but I do know this.
You do?
I do.
I've got nothing.
I think we're gonna need to get to par.
Do you want to throw an artist in there?
Can I hear it one more time? We're letting me cook here. I'm gonna know it. Oh, okay, I need the next one.
All right, piano, synth, piano, and two synths.
This is par, so we should be able to. It's Rude. The song's called Rude. The group is Magic.
What's your name? Oh.
Why why you gotta be so...
There is no rude in...
What? Is that not what the song is called? Oh my gosh, you know who it is? I'm wrong. This is Ride by 21 Pilots.
Oh, speaking of 21 Pilots, wow, way to bring it home.
Oh my gosh, is it?
Oh my, you're a champion.
Oh, look at that.
Let's get the vocal cover.
Yeah. So I'm taking my time. Strange, because we were talking about 21 Pilots earlier, because Balu Brigada, who we played, is opening for 21 Pilots on their like huge stadium tour right now.
Balu Brigada is dead. The joke is because it sounds exactly like Bela Lugosi.
Oh, I got it. I was like, well, you know something.
Boo,
I don't.
Boo. Okay, anyway.
Boo, tomato.
Exactly,
I'm throwing tomatoes.
Like every Chainsmoker song and every Imagine Dragons song to me.
That's fair enough. Yeah. There's a slight distinct. I don't. Chainsmokers is my least favorite of that group.
Chainsmokers
of those
played
groups.
My Welcome Week.
Are you serious?
We had some crazy. It was 2014.
Chainsmokers played your Welcome Week?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I never went.
What does a Chainsmokers concert even look like?
It's just like, they have always been super kitschy EDM, which is like just one of my least favorite things ever. Chainsmokers, oh MacBook, please cooperate. 2014 McMaster Welcome Week. Enter. Chainsmokers
walk
off
the earth in July Talk.
I do remember seeing that July Talk show. Yeah,
July Talk. That's sick.
Hamilton tends to be pretty on the pulse with stuff a lot of the time. Shout out to whoever. Yep, that's about it, right?
Yep.
Do I know anyone? Enhance. No, I don't think so. I honestly would. So where they played here in this photo was like very much walking distance from the residence I was at. So for sure, I probably know someone in this photo here. And it's bad radio to talk about photos on the internet, obviously.
Yeah, but
not the internet.
Walk Off the Earth is cool. That's a cool show.
And this was, I forget if it was this year or the next year, where I saw the Arkells in like just a gymnasium with a stage set up.
That's wild, because they were the band last year for Queens. They played Frosh Week last year.
Where did they play it? Probably at the stadium, huh?
No, it was on main campus. It was, I don't even remember. But I remember I couldn't do my ghost walk tour of it because of the concert.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hamilton, they know what's up. I continue to sing praises about Supercrawl, and I think I've said it on the show before.
Yeah, but tell us again.
Supercrawl rules. Whoever is booking stuff there, keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing a great job. Thank you for letting me talk to Fortet that one time, because clearly no one knew him for some reason, and no one stuck around to say hi, except a bunch of like really inebriated people from the UK. So I have this hilarious photo, because they're drunk. They couldn't hold the camera straight. So it's a really terrible, blurry photo of Fortet and me. And I got to pick his brain about a collaboration that he did, where he did the production for a Saudi electronic producer called Omar Suleiman.
Okay.
He did the production on, I think, because they shared a record label or some kind, or there's like just one degree of separation away. Syrian, not Saudi. Omar Suleiman rules. Like his eternal aesthetic is these like humongous shades.
That's
this
awesome.
Like immense, like completely
like the biggest, darkest shades you've ever
like,
seen.
The world's greatest mustache ever. Like it looks like it could tow.
This is such a powerful
trucks.
Energy he's got going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and this is it. This is the entire shtick. He does his production. We should just play a song of his, I think.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
They all bang. They're all also tragically kind of similar to each other.
That's fine.
So maybe if he released anything this year, that we could tick off our new prerequisites.
It looks like he put out a whole new album.
Heck yes, dude.
Let's go. Let's take a look.
Honestly, anything would work.
Okay.
Like, whatever title compels you the most, swing it and we can get into it. But yeah, Supercrawl rules. I actually don't know who they have on for this. Supercrawl, Hamilton, 2024. If you're in the area, you should go. It's free over the September 13th weekend.
And yeah, go.
Where they have Explorers in the Sky. That's kind of crazy. That is
Give us some other
crazy.
Highlights of that lineup.
My highlights will be different than the regular person's highlights.
It's okay, I'm looking too. This is riveting. Riveting.
I like Rural Alberta Advantage.
I like them a lot.
This is a little underwhelming, actually.
Go and catch some live music.
Cover band.
I was talking to a Hamilton band yesterday, actually. Let's tune in tomorrow. Listening Queerly, we had Just Amsterdam on. They're awesome. They just put out their debut album. And the number one thing they had to say to me is check out your local music. Check out your local shows.
Yeah, totally.
You will find gems all the time. And yeah. I think that just rings true.
There are people who book shows in town that aren't KPP, as a heads up. Or that aren't Grit and Grind, because I've heard they're not great people when it comes to booking stuff. Anyway, let's listen to some Overthrow Mom.
Yeah, let's see. The one that's catching my eye, Mate Alishafta, I think is how you would say that.
You want me to give it another?
I would love that. Yeah. Right here?
Mate Alishafta.
Thank you so much.
Something like that.
So I said it just with a really Canadian consonant thing. All right. And we'll be back with you to say goodbye in just a little bit.
ميت على جوبتها تسوى الدنيا ضحكتها مشتاقة لبها بحضني وامسح بيدي دمعتها مشتاقة لبها بحضني وامسح بيدي دمعتها ساعة أفكر بيها حدهم هي بلبل كل ساعة أفكر بيها الروح بيها عادة تسأل على غاليها الروح بيها عادة تسأل على خاليها أني ميت بعدها كل يوم عالي في موتها أني ميت بعدها كل يوم عالي في موتها ماليها شبه بالناس والله حلوة وكيوتها ماليها شبه بالناس والله حلوة وكيوتها وفراقها آذاني طوالي غيابك عني وفراقها آذاني حبها ساكن جو الروح ساكن جو الشرياني حبها ساكن جو الروح ساكن جو الشرياني حدات جانت يمي وتنسيني كل همي حدات جانت يمي وتنسيني كل همي أني ما أقدر أنساها حبها ما أطبوع بدمي أني ما أقدر أنساها حبها ما أطبوع بدمي
Thank you.
Hey there, folks. You just heard from Daydream Plus with Try to Relax here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Another kind of cool block there. Thank you for some of the suggestions there, Mikey. We heard from Omar Suleiman with Mate Ella Shafta. I think this is the best.
Good enough.
Okay, thank you.
Ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Passable. Didn't set the words in the order. And Ciel with Tilda's Goat Stare. That's awesome.
Oh, it was all me, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not just a talking head. That's pretty cool.
No. I mean, I don't want to be the only one, like, because the music that you play is sick, and I don't want to be the only one just coming in with my bands and that sort of thing. And
well,
like,
that's why it helps when we have four hosts. And not
exactly,
two.
Exactly. Like, I do the most... No, the only one of them's getting shade this morning.
Yeah.
One of them is perfectly... but yeah, I mean, I am just bring so much music because I'm a planner. Like, it freaks me out
I
to not have
that.
At least 45 minutes
yeah,
of music.
Yeah, I am definitely, and like, I am such a vibrational based radio.
We balance each other.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And then Jesse is like sort of in between us. And then Chance is like also much more towards my end of the spectrum where they're just sort of happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm a little freakish about like curating the flow
but it
and
makes,
stuff. But
it makes
this,
this show actually work. Like, if
yeah.
you are not actually. curating stuff leading into the weekend, it was just me going like, well, I guess I gotta dip into the music library again and fix something blind and hope it's clean. This will go well.
Me doing furious lyric checks before we get on the air. Oh man,
I think I'm the only one. I've got one more week, but I'm the only one who's been clean. I haven't. I think there was one. What, early on there was one. No,
I got it. I got to it before it played.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anyway, that was the point.
That was the point of the segment.
That was the segment.
Hopefully that is riveting audio for you at home.
I guess I could talk. Yeah. So we gave the Omar Suleiman background. Ciel is CFRC alum and
Sick.
Just like a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful DJ and producer. If you get a chance to see their sets... they played here a few years ago at the grad club. Laura Kelly helped book them for something. I don't remember what the specifics were. And then I think I've played Daydream Plus on here before. Daydream Plus are a secondary outfit that Toronto death metal legends Two Mold run. The drummer and the two guitarists from Two Mold have this spin-off entity called Daydream Plus that's like a lot more like they just wanted to have fun, make cool like city pop and math rock. They're all incredibly
math
talented people,
like, yeah.
incredibly cool people.
Math rock is like, I listen to math rock sometimes and I'm like, this is like, it's like when people talk about, oh, I gotta find the art, like, oh, I gotta find the art, like that's what math rock feels like to
totally.
Me. Like, I've listened to it and I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is
there
the thing.
There is a legendary band called Toe out from Japan. Toe,
okay.
like the appendage Toe.
Yeah.
They put out an album this year called Now I See the Light based off of the Bob Marley song.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. I've been a huge fan of Toe forever. The production on the album's great. Do check it out. I'm probably gonna play more of that tonight. On my show.
Yeah.
Yep.
When should people tune in?
At 6 p.m.
Smile. Wonderful. Tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Listening Queerly, we're going to have Just Amsterdam on for interviews, and we're going to have also some tracks that I'm really excited about playing. I'm trying to think of any, if I can throw a new album recommendation before. Well, here's the thing. So I listened to the entirety of Megan Thee Stallion's new album, Megan, on the train on the way to Con. And then I promptly put vampire fangs in my mouth. And so I was wanting to kind of hum those songs to myself all day, but I had vampire fangs in my mouth. Hilarious. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. But I really enjoyed it. Both of the new Homeshake albums are great.
Yes, it's true.
And I really liked both the Childish Gambino albums this year.
Did he put out new music?
Yeah, two, and now he's
I've
done.
I've been so out of the loop.
This is the last Childish Gambino album that's done.
Whoa,
yep.
End of an era.
But he's putting out, the last album is called Bando Stone in the Real World. It's going to have a movie that comes out. This is the soundtrack to the film
they
that's coming out.
A production feat, for sure.
That's true. That's
they love
always
to
doing something.
Yeah.
Always doing something. I started Atlanta. I really like Atlanta. It freaks me out.
It is a little
It gives me
weird.
Anxiety. It's like,
a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh, 20 seconds. I've been watching The Bear. I'm like into most of season two. It's pretty good. The last couple of episodes, I think it was episode 6 and 7 of season 2, were some of the best TV I've seen. would recommend.
Yeah, and I need to get back into the bear because I was a little disappointed by the boys, so I need to find something to kind of palate cleanse a little bit the
I've
recent
heard the
season.
The boys is going terribly right
It's now. Tough. It's rough. We're having a rough time. That's just my opinion, of course, but I think we're having a rough time.
All right,
but
we're out of time. Cool.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.